Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. This is 1029A. The A's are always the medical news of the week and what it means to you. For example, do sea salt, kosher salt, and pink salt beat table salt? The quick answer is no. In fact, they aren't even as good, but we'll get into that in a few minutes. Because we are brought to you, and I need to say that, by Persona Nutrition. I get my supplements from Persona. You can too. They're personalized for me. And imagine that. They can be personalized for you too. MyPersona.com. MyPersona.com. And if you go MyPersona.com and / my name, Dr. Roizen, just put Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a large discount on your first two orders if you happen to order something. There is no obligation. You don't have to order anything. You get to find out what you're missing or not, and even talk to a nutritionist for free. That's at MyPersona.com, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Does your dog have diabetes? You may be at an increased risk of it too. That is our, if you will, wellness foreplay story of the day. Sugary drinks are bad for aging. Yes, that's right. Whether you have a sugary drink or a sugar substitute drink, there's something that is very unusual about them that we're going to tell you about in just a few minutes that makes a major difference. Cow's milk may increase your risk of cancer, heart disease, and acne. Here's what the research says and why most nutritionists still consider it healthy. And fertility is a team sport. The father's health is tied to pregnancy loss in at least 35%, at least a third of the cases. About 74% of adults in the U.S. are overweight or obese. 43% are now obese. That's more than 40% of people over the age of 18 aren't just overweight, they're obese. And that increases their aging a great deal. What you can do about it? That's right. It's a what to eat when diet, intermittent fasting, eating only between, say, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and avoiding foods with simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbs. Keys. Best foods to eat for your mood and a few bad ones. We'll talk about that too, as well as the chronic stressors are significant risk factors for osteoarthritis. The first story. If your dog has diabetes, you tell it by the pee is sweet or the pee is sweet smelling, or they have to pee a lot, or they keep peeing a lot. Well, researchers in Sweden followed 208,000, actually almost 209,000 dog owners. They found out that owners whose dogs had diabetes had, get this, a 32% more likelihood to have diabetes themselves. Now, cause doesn't increase effect. Maybe you're sharing bacteria with the dog and it causes inflammation and insulin resistance, that is the bacteria does. Or maybe it is you don't walk as much and your dog gets diabetes, so you get it. But whatever the cause, there's a very strong and large association with this. So be sure that if your dog gets sick, you don't get the same sickness your dog gets. The next story I want to talk about, and by the way, that is the wellness foreplay story of the day. Fertility is a team sport. This is a, if you will, Roizen rule for younger you. Take care of your health if you're trying to get pregnant, whether you're a man or a woman. And the reason why this is such an important subject, that is, men with one of these five conditions, high blood pressure, high LDL cholesterol, fat in the middle, type 2 diabetes, or another chronic disease, so one of those five things, then it was a more than a 30% increased risk of having a, guess what, of a pregnancy that ended in a spontaneous abortion. We call it a miscarriage or a stillbirth. So pregnancy is a team sport. My favorite of the story is the Adomega's story. And although it isn't a fat story, this is, do sea salt, kosher salt, and pink salt beat table salt? No. You want, if you will, to have iodine with your salt to prevent thyroid disease. And the table salt is the way we do it because we have iodinized table salt. Whereas sea salt is just a, if you will, a dried way, just dried sea salt. The problem is it, and the good thing is it doesn't contain additives. The bad thing is it doesn't have the trace additive of iodine that you want. So our table salt the best? Maybe it's the best, but in fact you want to cut down on all salt by having flavored with herbs and other foods. What do you do to make sure you get your iodine? Get a multivitamin, multi-mineral. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition, so they're one of the sponsors of the program, but I said that without even thinking about that. It is a multi-mineral, multivitamin that has iodine with it. A very interesting study of 11,559 women who started to be studied in 1992 and were followed for 22 years. And they looked at sweetened drinks. Well, they're considered unhealthy for everyone, but there may be particularly harmful for the elderly. So they followed 72,000 women for the 22 years, of which 11,000 developed frailty. Frailty is inability to really care for yourself or loss of muscle mass, etc. Women who drank two or more servings of sugar-sweetened beverages were 32% more likely to become frail in that 22-year period than those who drank none. And the same thing is for artificially sweetened drinks. The results are similar. The study did control for age, smoking, alcohol intake, many other health and behavioral characteristics. What's the basic messages? Avoid sugar, sugared beverages, and sugar-sweetened beverages, and those with sugar substitutes. Cow's milk, thought to be healthy because of its vitamin D and potassium, but it does contain a lot of calcium, 300 milligrams of calcium, about 30% of your daily value, but it often has a risk of increased cancer in the association. We don't know whether that's due to, if you will, the hormones that the cows are raised with, etc., or whether it's high in saturated fat, or whether that is just an association and not reality. But some studies indicate milk may be associated with the negative health outcomes. Caldwell Esselstyn and the group that follow that believe that it is the saturated fat, whether it's the saturated fat or something else or the protein in the milk, it is something that we think you should minimize after age 18. Why are omega-3s good for you? Well, if you get 1,100 milligrams a day, they decrease. Omega-3s are really DHA, EPA, and ALA, found in walnuts, flaxseed, chia seeds, etc. as well. And walnuts are the only nut with appreciable. Avocados have them in them. Canola oil. And then in the fish, it's salmon and ocean trout and sardines. And what's the basic message is that you need 3 6-ounce portions to get the right amount for your brain and your heart. Very important for brain function, and randomized controlled studies show that important for speed of processing, which is the memory center in the hippocampus, is a key part of that, and very important for heart and stroke risk because of their benefits to your triglycerides and your arterial health. So one of the things you want to get omega-3s. I take extra, even though I eat a lot of salmon, so I've eaten probably 20 ounces of salmon the last day. And what you really want is 18 ounces of wild salmon a week to get that amount. But even though I do that occasionally, I take a supplement with getting 900 milligrams of omega-3 a day to make sure I get it. You can do that by talking to your persona nutritionist, persona.com. And when you go to mypersona.com, talk to the nutritionist and ask them to make sure you're getting and specify DHA or EPA as your omega-3s that you get. Important also for preventing age-related macular degeneration and in dry eye disease, as well as rheumatoid arthritis. Speaking of rheumatoid arthritis, yes, the stress is a leading cause of rheumatoid arthritis. Learning to manage stress with mindfulness or meditation or guided imagery, any one of the techniques, deep breathing, decreases rheumatoid arthritic symptoms by more than 30% in randomized controlled trials. Best foods to eat for your mood: spinach, turkey, and walnuts top the list. The worst: cupcakes and Danish pastry. Okay, I'm going to just leave it there. That all came from Maxine Smith, clinical dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic, and Elizabeth Summer, who is a world-class nutritionist, as well as one of the Gans twins. Let me go. And now, the scary thing, 74% of adults in the U.S. are overweight, and 43% of those have obesity. That's really where aging increases. That's 43% of everyone over the age of 18 is obese in the United States. And believe it or not, 10% of those who are obese do not even think of themselves as overweight, and 40% are overweight, don't think of themselves as overweight. So, big problem. We have people don't even think of themselves as having a problem. When they do, look at your BMI. If your BMI is over 25, you're overweight. Over 30, you're obese. Now, it's rare but possible. If you're a real muscle builder and you work out every day, well, a few of those people, not every one of those, but a few of those can get into the overweight and obese category just because of the amount of muscle they have. One of the thoughts is that we have covered, that I want to reiterate, is that chronic stressors in this study of 1,900 people with rheumatoid arthritis, 45% had stress-related rheumatoid arthritis. That is, when they learned to manage stress, it significantly decreased their symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Let's now go back over and quickly go over a couple of these. Do sea salt, kosher salt, and pink salt beat table salt? No, it's the reverse way. Table salt has the iodine that helps you protect your thyroid. Does your dog have diabetes? You may be at higher risk for it too. That's our wellness four-play story. Yeah, you're either not giving your dog enough exercise, or your dog and you are both sharing bad bacteria in your intestine, which causes inflammation in you. Longevity is the next disruptor segment story. Was that sugary drinks are bad for aging. They increase frailty significantly. Our omega 3 story of the day is about fertility being a team sport, and the father's health is tied to pregnancy loss. And our most important story, that is Roizen rule for a younger you, number 3, get your body mass index below 30. Overweight doesn't cause much aging or much chronic disease, but obesity causes a lot. Don't be obese. Get yourself to a normal trim weight if you can. And if you can't, at least make the highest weight you have associated with a body mass index of 29.9 or less. Thanks very much for listening. We, as usual, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I get my supplements from Persona. You can too. They're personalized for me. You can get yours personalized just for you. Imagine that, personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Thanks very much. This has been 1029A. I should tell you, we had just a spectacular guest at 1027B. And I know that the guest for this segment will be spectacular as well, but we haven't recorded that. But if you haven't listened to 1027B, it is about how you can control your life and how you can make bad things turn into good things. It is Embrace the Suck. It's a great book. And it was a great interview. You'll want to listen to that because it is a sensational adaptation of how you can make the tough parts of life work to be the great parts of life for you. Thanks very much. This has been Dr. Mike. And now I'm signing off saying thank you to Caitlin for great engineering, and thank you for downloading us.